going on. So we all good to go.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. So, can you introduce yourself for fans out, Phil?
My name is Jonas Wikstrand, and I'm the drummer of Enforcer, and I'm here to answer some questions.
And we are extremely honored to have an interview with you, George. We do appreciate your music very well. So, we talk about Zenith is the new album that's coming out, correct?
That is correct, and I'm very excited for everyone to hear it.
And it's the follow-up from Beyond, if I'm not wrong on that subject matter.
Yeah, that's our previous record, and it's been quite some time since that was released, so now it's finally time to have some new music out there for the fans.
You guys are like a powerhouse. Like you guys really are, like you guys have the spirit of what made heavy metal, well, heavy metal. A lot of people just love it. They love the sound of it. It has the energy and the aggression that people like in the music, and it's just overall good music. What is like your key influences when it came to recording the new album?
I think the key influences to make the new album has been to not repeat ourselves and try to find new ways of expressing our music that isn't like, oh, we're releasing the same album all over again. So we're trying to make something new, and this is our way of like the way we compose song as is like we've been much more like structured in the way how we compose songs and how we like put the parts together, and we're trying to make like everything to make sense together. So like for in that aspect, it's been way different to do this album and all the other albums, because it's been all the other albums we did was like making music in the rehearsal space and like adding vocals on top. This time is just like different, trying to be more structured in the composing, and that's been really interesting to see where how far we can take this music and how many different ways we can do it.
Well, your music resonates with a lot of people, like a lot of people. Even my, like you look online, like people look up, like what is like the new, I can see like what is like the new like Brinos of heavy metal, and people always bring up Enforcer, always. So, what do you think why your music resonates with so many people in this day and age when heavy metal is considered so many different things?
I think because we had like a really organic approach to how we pursue music, I guess. I think a lot of like other bands maybe hasn't been as genuine to like our references as other bands have, and trying to like we want to create classics more than just like putting out records for the sake of putting out records. Like we're having so many different like levels of thinking of how we want to do, and I don't think it's necessarily like trying to like bring back something old, because we're trying to create new good music. And I think that's also separates it from a lot of like outspoken retro bands, that we're actually not trying to be retro. We're trying to like just create good music, that we could also listen to, and I think that could be separating us.
I agree. That is a strong statement, and we definitely agree on that on my end. What I've been listening to, I've been listening to you guys since I got you guys in your from Beyond, and I backtrack the catalog, and it's just amazing. It feels
Oh, thank
like
you.
it just it feels so real of a metal feeling of listening to you guys' music, and I'm sure like a lot of our fans will definitely agree on that, especially with the new album coming out.
Yeah, I'm super excited that like we finally gonna get to release this, because it's been like we had these songs for like what is it like a year, 2 years now that we've been working on it, and now it's finally like just like a month left, and we'll be able to give it to the fans, and I couldn't be more excited.
So, how was the recording process on this time around on this album? Like, you guys are probably veterans at a certain structure of how you make you guys' music. What do you think is like the challenges that you had on this album, or what do you think is there some key traits of this recording process that made it easier for you guys around this time?
I think that yeah, as you say, you're getting more experience for all for all albums that you do. And I think this time we wanted to create sounds, and we wanted to imagine a sound and then create it in the studio, and not necessarily like do something in the mix. So that was just like trying to think of sounds and like how to combine different sounds, and not like be afraid to experiment with different sounds. So, and it's like on the previous albums, maybe we had one rhythm guitar sound that we were using for all the tracks. Now we have just like all different songs have different guitar tones, because that's what suits the songs the best. And like some songs like sounded better with like way less distortion on the guitars and almost like clean guitar sounds, and some songs fit better with like with like a completely different guitar tone, for example. So we're way more dynamic with the sound this time than ever before,
which is awesome. Which is, I'm sure it's going to sound great on the record. Like you say, it sounds like you guys really put a lot of thought into this and trying to add more elements to your music, which is amazing. Because
yeah,
your music is always layered with some kind of, like you said, organic and audacity to it. It just sounds great on when it's on albums. So with the new album coming out and all that, like, what do you guys think the fans going to respond to? Like, have you heard a lot of positive feedback on the new album? Like you know, have anything like feedbacks on the singles you released out already?
We know, like, this time we're definitely doing something different, and I think that a lot of people will love it, because it's like very like well performed and like executed from like our point of view. But I'm sure that will be a lot of that will divide the audience, because some people are really like nostalgic and don't want change. Like, they would listen to like, they would be super like, oh, when is the next record? When is the current record coming out? Then they hear and it's like, oh, the old record was better. And then it takes like a couple of like some time for them, and then they will realize that album was also good. But it's always hard to compare something completely new with something that you've been familiar with for years. So I think for a lot of people that's going to be open-minded, they will really like this album. For other fans, maybe it will take some time, but I think they will notice like what's Enforcer in it, and like understand the underlying subject on what we're trying to do, and that is still the same band that they always liked. So, but it will be a divided audience, I think.
Awesome. Now you're going on tour soon, aren't you? With Warbringer, I do believe.
Yeah, first is the European festival seasons. We're going to do some summer festivals around in Europe, and then it's the tour's coming up in the fall.
How you feel? How does it feel to play and compared to a festival to a tour? Like, where you guys perform more, doing festivals or doing more like road work type of stuff?
I prefer festivals, I think, because it's just like such a like everything is just like. It's easy with touring, because you have the same crew, the same equipment every night, and everything is just like it goes on routine. But what I like about festivals is that like all the shows are way different, and it's just like it's a different atmosphere, it's different people. You don't get stuck with the same people for a longer amount of time than just like one night. So I like the festivals, and a lot of the times festivals are bigger audiences too.
And how do you feel when it comes to like metal and the status of heavy metal in the modern era? You feel like it has that still that wall energy they had since it first was gave birth by Black Sabbath, or you feel like it has evolved into an even bigger beast than it was when it first started? Like, what do you think how the status of heavy metal is in modern music?
I would say that there's still a really big fan base when it comes to heavy metal all over the world, in most like remote places, and like where you wouldn't expect heavy metal to be the thing. There's still a scene there, and I think as long as there's fans, there's music. And like, I don't want to predict the future in what's going to happen, but like, I feel positive about it because we meet a lot of young fans that are really interesting. Like, they really want to follow and see what we're doing. And for the young fans, like, we're like an just established band as like a band that was around in the 80s or 70s, because like we've been around since they were kids. So and they're treating us with like the same respect as we were one of those bands, and that feels like really promising that could happen to the younger generations of bands, that they could be like treated as with the same respect, with just like not just being called off as like a nostalgic act trying to recreate the old or recreate the past.
See, that is probably one of the best responses I ever heard in an interview, and I do love that.
Okay, that's great. I'm happy.
So a couple more, like maybe one more question for you. So if you could, like, I guess you can form a sentence to describe the new album for the fans and people that have not heard the album yet, you know, clearly that I never heard of Enforcer before, what would be the one sentence you would say to describe the band and the new album as a whole? To really, like, to lure the people in.
Well, I would say that this is the best heavy metal record I ever heard.
Did you hear that, fans out there? You better buy this album. If not, you're losing out. And, you know, I can't be a true metalhead if you don't buy this new Enforcer album.
Exactly.
And we will know. Honestly, thank you so much, Ron, for letting us do this interview. It's so awesome to meet you. And I can't wait to see you and Warbrain when you come to the I see you guys in New York.
I'm excited. I see you in the fall.
See you in the fall. And thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.